What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
He's been writing and playing music for years, but he's finally broken through to gain national recognition by becoming the winner of the 2008 series of Australian Idol. Wes Carr is in Perth for a short promotional tour and he joins me on the line now. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
G'day, Rodney. How are you, mate?
I'm very, very well. Your first visit to Perth, do you like it so far?
I love it. I was just actually, whilst listening to those ads, I was looking up and I was thinking, the clouds seem to be closer than usual. I don't know. It's just such a beautiful day. It's just like one of these amazing days you wouldn't dream of. So, you know, you'd dream of. So I'm really happy to be here. I love it. I love the weather. Love the beaches. It's brilliant.
Oh, well.
Can't wait to come back.
Well, I believe you're planning to tour next year. Have any dates been set down yet?
Dates haven't been set yet, as yet, but after the album comes out at the start of next year, I'll be definitely running very quickly back here.
Oh, very good.
That'd be awesome.
While I'm sure that you learned a lot and grew a lot during the Idol series, you'd already well and truly paid your dues as a working musician before Idol, hadn't you?
Yeah, I've been, you know, playing anywhere and everywhere anyone would have me for the last 12 or 13 years or something, you know, ridiculous. So, you know, ever since I was about 12 years old, I've been playing instruments and writing songs. So, you know, I kind of, you know, and before that, I was in the Johnny Young Talent School and did a lot of appearances around Adelaide and around, around Adelaide, shopping centres and stuff. So, you know, I've been kind of doing it since, you know, I could walk, I suppose. But, you know, and that's pretty much me. It's just, all I've ever really wanted to do, and ever since I was born. So, I'm happy that I can, tour and see beautiful places like Perth, and be able to sort of go around and do what I love to do as a living. You know.
Well, you mentioned your years with Johnny Young Talent School. Does it embarrass you when you have a program like Idol and they suddenly dredge up all the old footage and there's a very young Wes?
Just have to embrace it, mate, I suppose. You'd never be ashamed of where you've come from, I suppose. And I tell you what, you can't really be ashamed anymore. Once you see yourself in a sequin vest on national television, you kind of have to just go, well, there it is, everybody. That's where I've come from.
That was the beginning of it all.
I was only six or seven, you know. I suppose I was very, very young, you know. But anyway, there you go.
Well, on the first day that your single You was available for download, it was number one on the iTunes track chart with almost 2,500 downloads, making it Sony Music's biggest track download in one day. Must have been a bit of a buzz for you.
That was, it's just something every musician sort of dreams of, I suppose, that people are downloading, your song on the net and also buying it in the stores. I mean, I couldn't fathom people texting my name, let alone downloading or buying the album, because I've always sort of, I released an EP years ago back on my 21st birthday, and it's just a 5-track EP, and I was just chuffed that like maybe two or three people would buy it at a gig, let alone thousands of people. So it's just been a very kind of a strange reality, but also I kind of been on this sort of whirlwind. I haven't really had time to kind of digest it in its entirety, so once I go on holidays, you know, I'll have a whole holiday in the start of next year, I'll be able to kind of look back and go, wow, what a year, you know. But it's just been great.
Well, it is fantastic, interesting that suddenly you're appearing on our television screens and people all over Australia suddenly decide that they have the right to make comment about you, whether that be good or bad, and suddenly you're just out there for everyone to comment on.
Well, that's right. I have a little motto as well. If you believe the bad stuff, you believe the good stuff, and vice versa. So, I mean, I'm just being me, you know. Like, I haven't changed at all. Like, I'm just sort of still Wes, but it's just that everybody kind of knows when you go for a coffee, especially on Idol, when you go for a coffee the next morning, everybody knows what you did the night before. So that kind of tripped me out a little bit there for a while. But, it's just great that people are sort of, I haven't had one negative thing yet. So, you know, it's just great that people sort of dig the song and my music that I wrote prior to Idol, and it's all up there on iTunes and stuff. So, you know, it's been a very crazy response. It's been cool.
Well, speaking of the music, the single's very different to anything we've heard before from an Idol winner. You must be pretty pleased that they decided to write songs specifically for each finalist this time round.
Yeah, and also it was a very hands-on idea, hands-on process as well. Like, I went into the studio and they asked my ideas, and they wanted to know, you know, what sort of an artist that I see myself as, and all that. And yeah, it was like, you know, slide guitar, and we put a bit of harmonica on it, and you know, just it was very kind of an organic process, I suppose, if you want to describe it like that. You know, it was just a really cool process to be a part of, and I'm very happy with the song. I'm really happy with the song.
When you look back at the whole Idol series, did it actually run the way that you thought it was going to run, as far as what was your idea before going into it as to how you would go through it and how it turned out?
Well, I had pretty much no idea how I was going to be perceived or what was going to happen, because, you know, I mean, I felt like I didn't really fit the Idol mold. And, you know, I mean, I never really watched it, to be honest, because I was always doing other things. Like, I'd always be working in a bar or playing in a bar or being on tour and, you know, over in LA. And I've done a lot of sort of things. I've sort of been everywhere and anywhere. And, you know, and it's usually when Idol's been on television. So I kind of, I'd watched a fair bit of Idol, but not too much. And so when I walked into the audition room, I was just, like, blown away by how many cameras there were and you know, the whole thing, and that was sort of like my first taste, and I just thought, don't mess this up, do not, you know, break a string or sing out a tune or whatever, because it's kind of like the pinnacle. Once you just sort of decide to throw yourself into the spotlight on Idol, there's no turning back, pretty much. So yeah, and I, you know, I went and did it, but you know, it felt like I didn't really kind of know what to expect at all until I was doing it, and then you kind of just get into this process, and all I wanted to do was get on there and be creative, work with that amazing band, and you know, and meet John and Erina and all the guys that I'd seen on television, and you know, and it's and I just sort of went in and went, I want to do If I Were a Carpenter this week with the mandolin and timpanis. And it was just like, yeah, cool, you know. We wrote out the arrangements, and it was just a great opportunity to be creative as a musician. You know, I saw it as a music show more so than anything else, so it was just a great thing to be a part of.
And obviously you built up some fairly close friendships. How was it seeing one of those friends having to head home each week?
That was, look, that took a lot to get used to, I have to admit. I mean, the Monday night evictions, you know, because I was in the bottom two. I only got there once. So every week I kind of got through to the bottom three each week, you know, quite easily. So, and I started feeling a little guilty, because you start bonding with good friends. You live in each other's back pockets for 12 weeks. And, you know, people, and you don't expect the person that's going to go that each week. You just sort of, you can't pick it, especially when you're definitely inside the eye of the hurricane that is Idol. So, you know, sitting on that couch each week and just seeing the guys in the green room sort of, you know, being, sort of, you know, being voted for and on the chopping board, I suppose, each week, it was kind of hard. It was really sort of hard to sort of say goodbye and, you know, and go, oh, okay, well, you're leaving the house tomorrow, really? It was just, yeah, you just never really think of how it affects you until it affects you, and it does. It's sort of, it's quite an intense process to go through with somebody, and then when it ends for somebody, it's a strange thing, because the next morning you get in the bus and you look for that person and they're not there. It's like, oh, okay, that's right. You know, so yeah, that's the reality of it all, though. You know, you go on a show, you know, you're bound to get voted off. It's going to end sometime. So anyway,
well, experience has shown that winning Idol isn't necessarily a golden ticket to ongoing success. How do you plan to keep your career on track from this point?
Well, mate, I think the golden rule of any career or anything, just be honest with yourself. And the first time I made a real decision for myself was this year, and that was entering Idol. And then I, you know, the whole time I just followed my gut feeling and followed what I was thinking and not listening to anyone else. And, you know, usually I would kind of succumb to the fear of failure and not do things, in fear of not being able to achieve them. So I think after this whole process, what it's taught me is just to be honest with yourself, and that's what I'm going to do, and then no one can argue with that. So I'm going to kind of just release my music that I've accumulated, like over 500 songs over the last turned 12 years of, you know, I write all the time, and I'm just going to, yeah, that's my dream, is pretty much just release music that I've written and, you know, that's honest to me, and that, you know, I could make a comfortable living out of something that I love doing, and that's all I'm going to do, pretty much. So, you know, I don't know what I wish I could tell you what's in store for me in the future, but I don't know. We'll see how I go.
Well, Wes, it's been great talking to you, and thank you so much for the great performances that you provided for us each week on Idol, and also for the great music that, well, already the single's out, and we're looking forward to that album, and very much looking forward to you touring around Australia next year. We're going to look out for those concert dates and head along and see you perform live, but thanks for your time today.
Thank you, mate. Thanks very much. And I know that I'll definitely be returning to Perth. That's all I know what's in the future for me.
Okay. Well, look forward to chatting to you again.
Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.